sorry, sir, that I felt that I had to go against your advice, but... Well, the Port of Phoenix is safer to winter in than Fairhaven's.
Oh, I'm not a sailor, Julius, but I've done a lot of traveling on sailboats and know a little bit about the wind. A soft south wind here in this area at this time of year indicates that at any moment it'll suddenly turn into a gale, east-northeast.
Oh, but sir, the way the wind is blowing now, we'll get to Phoenix in a few hours.
No, don't worry about it, Julius, my son. You represent the Emperor. The master and the skipper had to abide by your decision. Right now, the wind is 2 points abaft the beam. It's very good wind to reach Phoenix safely in a few hours.
The wind is increasing.
Yes, I notice. And also these clouds. I'm sorry, Julius, my son, but the gale will be upon us in a few minutes. And the skipper knows it, too.
Mate, furl the mainsail aloft. Quartermaster, heave to, starboard tack.
To furl the mainsail? What does that mean, sir?
To take in the big square sail and fasten it on the mainyard. And heave to on the starboard tack means to turn the ship to the right. In this case, to the north.
Mate, hoist the storm sails. Move!
You were right, sir. The wind is blowing up a storm, as they say.
It's worse than that, my son. It's a typhoon. It may last for days, days. The skipper's a good sailor who knows what he's doing. He's trying to avoid the quicksands at Syrtis. If we rode the winds, we could go straight to Syrtis, but by heaving to on the starboard tack, the ship will blow westward, its broadside, and have a tendency to forge ahead or head reach in the direction she's pointed, to the north.
Mate, quartermaster, get your men and frap her.
Frap a ship? What is that?
Well, this ship is old. It's about to fall apart. She leaks badly, so she must be made snug or tied together. You know, literally. They actually wrap ropes around her under the hull and across deck. They tighten the rope as much as possible. And when the rope gets wet, it tightens even more, and the ship is, in truth, tied together so she won't leak as badly or fall apart. A ship has to be old and in pretty bad condition to have to do this, and this ship needs it.
Mate, lower the gear. Hurry, we're about to fall off into the sea.
Oh, that, my son, means the big mainyard. Oh, that's the long spar to which the sails are attached. And all the gear must be lowered to the deck. The ship will ride more evenly with less strain on her hull.
And so the unseaworthy ship rode out the storm and heavy seas for one day. The second day, however...
Quartermaster! Overboard with the deck cargo and all unnecessary gear!
The third day...
Mate! Quartermaster, all hands on deck. Crew, passengers, soldiers, prisoners, everybody. The mainyard with attached sails, blocks, everything is going overboard. This will take all hands. Now get to it.
Oh, not you, Paul, sir.
He said all hands, including prisoners.
My authority as representing the Emperor is greater than either the master or the skipper. I say you're not going to endanger yourself in this gale and slippery deck. Soldier, do not unlock the chains. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
On the 14th day...
For 13 days we've been without sun, moon, or stars. No means of knowing where we are. The only means of safety left to us is to run the ship ashore. But we know not which way or where ashore is. And the ship is about to be pounded in two. So, I'm afraid all hope is gone. We'll flounder at sea.
Now listen to me, my brothers. You should have listened to me and not left Crete. Even so, I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you. Only the ship will be lost.
All of us, crew and passengers, respect you, Paul. But how can you be sure there'll be no loss of life? Perhaps you're not sure.
I am very sure, for there stood beside me this night an angel of the God I worship and serve. He said to me, "Fear not, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and lo... God will save the lives of all that sail with you. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. It shall be even as he said, but we will be wrecked and cast upon an island."
On On the 14th night, about midnight.
Skipper! Skipper! Land ahead! Land ahead!
Land? You see land as dark as it is?
No, sir, but there is land. I see huge white breakers to the leeward.
Mate, take soundings immediately.
Fathoms, skipper! Only 15 fathoms now, skipper!
We're approaching land. It's too dark to run her aground. We'll have to hold her fast till morning. Mate, out with the four stern anchors. Be quick about it.
Some of you go to the stern and let down the anchors. The rest of us will go forward to the ship's boats and let it down into the water. If you hurry now, we'll wait for you. This ship is not going to take this pounding until morning. We'll save ourselves while we can.
Julius, the sailors are letting down the small boat. They're trying to save themselves. However, unless they remain on the ship, none of us can be saved, for no one else can beach the ship properly.
We'll take care of them. Come on, soldiers! We cut the rope, set the small boat adrift.
Fellow passengers, crew and officers, we have been without food for 14 days. For health's sake, we should eat, for there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. All of you will get to land safely.
Then were the 276 people on the ship cheered. And when they had eaten, they cast out the wheat into the sea to lighten the ship.